Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Christmas is around the corner. I love Christmas. This is a place, Michael, that I've always wanted to go to. You know, for a hypochondriac, Golden Door would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Do you not have the key to the Golden Door?
The Golden Door.
Do you know, I have never been to the Golden Door. I've heard all about
it. I would have thought you would have been there a few times in your career.
But no.
No?
Now, we've got on the show today the naturopath from Golden Door. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thank you. It's good to be on the show.
Now, listen, let's just... What does a naturopath actually do?
Well, naturopath looks at the holistic health of a person. So they look at a person's, what they're eating, how they're sleeping, what they're drinking, and also ask intimate questions like, how's your bowel movements, how's your hormones? There's a range of things, how's your work life, all these different things. But ultimately, what it can come down to, there may be vitamin mineral deficiencies due to just poor eating or even, say, just poor healthy lifestyle choices. And so it's really wellness coaching in another sense as well.
Do you find that people coming through, you know, to the Golden Door, they're suffering or, you know, they kind of have similar symptoms and that they're, you know, stressed, burnt out, need time out to kind of refocus and, you know, when they get back on that treadmill?
All of above. Yeah. All of above. And a whole range of types of conditions that come along with that too, from poor sleep to digestive problems to burnt out, stressed, anxious, depressed, or just really needing time out just to recharge. So there's a whole range of different things that people can walk in with.
Is this the last resort, like, for people? Do they have to get to that point to suddenly think, I need help?
Yeah, I sort of laugh at your question, the last resort, but it's certainly, I think people get to a crunch point, and it's sort of like, for some people, it's like they can't go to hospital because they haven't got a broken bone, and they can't go to rehab if they've been drinking too much. They're on that cusp.
Yeah.
And so in some ways, a retreat is a place where it's an in-between place where they can learn how to re-educate themselves on wellness, and so they can get some coping skills and ways of how, when they go back to their normal life, how they can change these patterns or behaviours or eating patterns or sleeping patterns and things like that.
Can you walk us through someone that may have come in, you know, really in a bad way and, you know, from what you've done with them, where they are now type thing?
Well, I had a guy who came in yesterday, and this is just a very simple thing. I saw him 2.5 years ago, and in April 2010, and I just had a consult with him. And he walked in yesterday, or on Sunday, and he says, I want to see Peter again. I want to see the naturopath. So I didn't know until he walked in yesterday for the consult. And he said that I gave him two things that were really made a big difference in his life and also his wife's life. And he had chronic bloating and gas and wind, and his wife was very sick of it 2.5 years ago, and he was having a really difficult time with his digestion. So I gave him two simple things, digestive enzymes that help with his digestion, and he said it was the best thing that's since sliced bread for him, and that's made a big difference in his life just through his digestion.
Wow.
So it's a very simple thing, but that sometimes that may just be one simple thing that makes a difference.
Now tell me, in terms of, you know, making healthy choices during the festive season, give us a couple of tips.
Yeah, one of the things that you've got to watch out for is food pushes.
Yeah.
When you go to the family gathering, or you catch up with family members, or you have the work parties and things like that, so you've got to sort of have a bit of a party plan before you go and be prepared to say no. And you don't have to eat everything on the plate also. Mm. So these are sort of simple things, and practice a bit of under-eating and mindful of what you're eating as well. So if you've got all these different foods, you don't have to eat everything.
Yeah. Well, Peter Rule, thanks for putting some rules around the festive season for us. That's a good play. What a pun.
God, what is
you're
smart.
The naturopath.
So smart.
Naturopath at Golden Door. And of course,
good health rules.
Yeah,
good health rules.
We should do an interview after Christmas on how to recover after all this, hey?
Yeah.
Peter, thank you very much. That was fascinating.
You're welcome, Ben. Thanks, Michael.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.